Good afternoon and welcome to Unity Church of Light Silent Unity Prayer Service. We're so glad to be here today, aren't we? And wherever you are, hopefully you're inside nice, warm, and cozy as we find a comfortable position and listen to Sarah Carr Jordan open with the daily word for today.
Jubilation. I send my joy into the world. Just imagine if people joined together from all parts of the world to express joy. Everyone who hears or reads this message could join in and add their uplifting, joyful noise and praise to the collective symphony. We could let singing, laughing, drumming, dancing, smiling, and joyful gratitude reach far and wide. Surely we could lift spirits, elevate minds, and touch hearts with healing energy. I often think of adding peaceful thoughts, words, and actions to the collective work of peace on earth. Likewise, joy and jubilation work the same way. Today I express my joy, not based on the circumstances of my life, but because it is within me as part of my divine identity. I call jubilation forth and eagerly radiate it into the world to bless us all. Psalms 98 and 4 says, "Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth into joyous song and sing praises."
Joy, what a beautiful thought in that word for today. And so we're going to take the time right now. I'm going to, I found this article from James Dillard Freeman. It's in a booklet I have called Whispers of the Heart. I don't know if you can find these booklets after time, but I've had this for a couple of years, so let's just take a deep breath and listen to these words by James Dillard Freeman. And the article's called A Time to Pray. Breathing that in, a time to pray. And we're entering into that time right here, right now. And he begins by saying, how long does it take for prayer to be answered? We should not count on the answer to prayer taking time, but we have to be willing to give it all the time it takes. There is no knowing how much time it will take. The answer to prayer comes. It comes as an act of God, that is, an act of the creative spirit that made and rules the world. It comes then in the same way all creative acts come. We pray and work, and there is no visible sign that anything is taking place. Then one day, all of a sudden, the process is complete. The answer to our prayer comes forth. But what a work in the invisible has preceded the appearance in the outer. The answer to prayer, whether it appears altogether, and at once, or little by little, slowly, over a long time, all creative acts take place like this. This is because we do not make them happen. They happen to us and through us. We always think in terms, don't we, of our human selves, of making things happen. And I like the way that James Dillard Freeman says that they happen to us and through us. God makes creative acts happen. Only life can bring forth a child or a flower or an answer to prayer. Only the creative spirit in a person can bring forth a poem or a symphony or a productive life or an answer to prayer. The creative human being in any field gives his or her substance, time, energy, cooperating with God and working to become a productive channel. Then the spark of God ignites and the human vessel is filled with life or poetry or music or healing power or even new ideas. Whether the answer to prayer comes whole, taking one prayer to produce a complete answer, or whether it comes piecemeal, little by little, taking 10,000 prayers to produce a very small answer. Nevertheless, it comes to us and through us. You see, we have to make ourselves a receptive vessel. Then we have to let the answer come. The light is from on high, whether it comes as lightning, in flashes, and by fits and starts, or whether it comes as a steady, glowing dawn. God only answers prayers. When we learn to play the piano, we're not surprised to find that it takes many years of diligent practice every day to play certain passages. We have to practice them hundreds, perhaps thousands of times. We accept this as a part of learning to play. Even then, with years of daily practice, most of us do not master the instrument. But to become masters of prayer, we pray a prayer a few times and seeing no results, give up saying prayer does not work. Yet, how much more the art of prayer needs to be practiced than the pianist or the poet's art. The human soul is intricate. It's strange, elusive, contradictory, subtle, full of forces we do not understand, alive with appetites, hopes, fears, dreams. And this soul is the instrument we must learn to play if we would master prayer. Is it hard to play a Beethoven sonata? Is it hard to write a poem? What then is it like to bring forth a whole body and a peace-filled mind, to fill a life with blessings, to bless a spirit with an awareness of this oneness of God's love? How long does it take for prayer to be answered? It does not take time at all. It takes uniting yourself with God so that God's power can work through you. And this comes only out of praying. It is time, my friend, to be at your prayers. So we take this time right here, right now, in this moment that we're in. We take this time to connect, to breathe, to move deep within the recesses of our souls where we meet and feel Spirit moving and touching and working through our very beings. We switch our focus from without and all these things in the outer, and we turn within where we slow down and be still. Breathing in and breathing out, coming to that point within, we enter into the inner sanctuary of divine life, love, and wisdom. And in this time and space, we realize we are love. We are life in its fullest expression. We are them. And so we open our hearts and our minds, and we step over that threshold into our inner chambers. And we settle into the peace that fills every space within. And we settle into that knowing that God is in us. And not only God in us, but we live and move and have our being in those vibrations of Spirit. Breathing in and breathing out. Taking time to sit in this quietness. Taking time to absorb the peace that passeth all understanding. And we take a few moments in the quiet, in this moment, right here, right now, communing with our indwelling Spirit. In this quiet. As we prepare to gently return back to this time and space, take a few moments and give thanks for the gifts you have received in the quiet. Peace, tranquility, love. We are filled. And we are also grateful for being able to recognize the need to come apart a while and just sit in the quiet and fill these vessels with vibrations of spirit. And as we fill these vessels, we know that there's a law of circulation. What you receive, you should also give, and then you receive. It's an ever-ending cycle, giving and receiving. And so we take what we have been given in the quiet and share it with those in the universe. We think of anyone that has asked us to pray with them this week. And if you'd like, take some time, speak their names aloud or hold them in your heart, but do so right now. Anyone going through any procedures, anyone in need of knowing the truth that they are whole, we send these vibrations to them and wrap them in the warmth of our love. And we enfold those of other nations, the world leaders. We surround them and see them in love and in light. And we think of our leaders here in the United States of America. We surround them with wisdom and love and light and empathy to know that we are one, no separation. And we send these vibrations of love out into the ethers, knowing that they will reach and touch whatever needs to be touched to bring it to a point of peace. Holy Spirit, we're so grateful. We're grateful for the awareness that we live and move and have our being in you. We're grateful for knowing that we are vessels through which you work on this earth plane to touch those who need to know that there is a place of solace within ourselves. And we give thanks for all the churches and the unity churches that are promoting the teachings of Jesus Christ. So from our inner sanctuaries of life, love, and wisdom, we emerge from this time of prayer and meditation to be the light of the world. And we light this way by being the power of peace wisdom and well-being and prosperity in all that we do and say. The light we shine in the world around us shines first within our being. And so we let our lights shine as we close this time of prayer and meditation by reciting the prayer of protection for all beings right here, right now. Together, the light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is. And it is so, and so it is. Amen. Go forth and have a wonderful, beautiful, blessed day.